Hello, Tower Bottoms. It's me, your host, Zach Noe Towers, and this is the exciting conclusion to last week's episode. Are you so excited? Also, as a treat, I've left in Hot or Not, which is a segment usually reserved for Patreon episodes. So if you like what you hear, consider signing up for the Patreon at patreon.com/towerbottom. At the $5 level, you get extended episodes, including Hot or Not, and there's no ads. That sounds good. All right, without any further ado, this is Semen Swear, Part 2, with Matt LeGrande.
Yeah, more. Give it to me. Yeah, more. Good morning, sodomites. With Zach Noe Towers.
I really respect the turning point in the story in which you were told to go to a different bar in a foreign country and you didn't have a smartphone and you got to that second location. Like, that's a true testament to how goal-oriented you were that evening.
That whole summer in Europe, I stayed in 16 different cities and I didn't have a smartphone the whole time.
But you were in, it was a mission thing? A mission tour?
Mission trip.
I didn't know mission trips were multiple locations. I thought it was like, we're going to this place to build a barn.
The thing is, like, a mission trip can really be anything.
Okay. But you're like, spreading the word of Christ.
This one was so cool. It was called Youth Hostel Ministry. And if you know, do you know Rachel Mack, the comedian? So when I did it my freshman year, she was leading the trip.
Stop.
And when we were there, she was a senior and she told us all that she didn't believe in God anymore. And I was like, who is this girl? She's so funny. And so she was like, I'm graduating. I'm going to go to LA to be a screenwriter. And I was like,
and a heathen.
And I was like, okay, I'll meet you there when I graduate.
And you did.
And I did.
Are y'all friends still?
Yeah, I love her. She's forever. She's the first person I came out to.
Oh my God.
I love her.
She's got such, she is like destined to be like a Christian Shawl type character person. Do you know what I mean? Like, her hair is as big as her body.
She's a total character.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she has such a like distinctive voice.
Yes.
Like, I mean, yes, like audibly, but also just like her perspective.
Yes.
Is
yes,
just
yes,
like,
yes.
She's so blunt and like,
and
narrow.
She's like rude and, towards like, her students as a teacher.
Yeah.
She's like, I fucking got him. Like, she's talking about like making fun of. Yeah.
Yeah. She got fired for doing that.
Good.
She talked about it in her late night set.
Good. Oh, wait. Do you know what late night she did?
She did. It's
Kimmy
Lights
or
Out
Fallon
with
or
David Spade.
Oh, okay. Everybody look that up. Rachel Mack, David Spade, Lights Out.
Oh, yeah. Her set is so funny.
Wait. Okay. So you guys came into these mouths, these respected mouths. And then what happened? Did you just go back to the hostel? Clean your dick off?
I remember exactly what I was wearing. I was wearing these yellow corduroys and this green V-neck. So I gathered my clothes and I had this blue plaid American Eagle flannel that I had thrown up on the wall. And I grabbed that and I walked out of the bar like I'm like a fucking rock star.
Really?
The sun is coming up. And I'm in my mind, my head isn't fully spinning, but I'm just like, that happened and I'm fine. And I'm still, I feel like it was like a really profound, but also like really beautiful moment with me and God, because I said to God, I was like, I'm going to make this decision. And I was losing my mind up until then. And I was like, I'm going to do something drastic and you can figure out what that means.
Yeah.
And I was like, and in my mind, which as I look back, I'm like, that is like kind of true faith. It's like, I'm just going to take a step and like, I don't know what the right or wrong thing is. I'm so confused. I don't think the right thing is me killing myself, but I was genuinely considering it. So I was like, I'm going to do this. And like, you tell me what's up after
that.
Well,
were you either like, God will kill me or I will kill myself?
I was just like, I'm in so much pain. I'm either going to end my life because I don't want to live like this anymore, or I'm just going to do something drastic, which was go get my dick sucked by 45 people.
The most drastic of the drastic.
And then I moved to LA a year later.
Oh, okay.
The first night I was here, I met up with Rachel Mack and Amy Silverberg. It was,
you were
my
21 or 22?
It was my 21st birthday.
When you moved to LA?
Yeah.
Wow.
And within that year of moving to LA, I had sex with 100 people in the first year.
And do you love that?
No, but also it just like, it feels like such a byproduct of my upbringing where like when you are, my first boyfriend was like.
Was that in the first year?
Yes.
Wow. 100 guys plus a boyfriend.
Yeah. No, that was year two actually.
Okay. Okay.
End of year two. But yeah, yeah, it was after the first year. But my first boyfriend, such a cute guy, this like sweet Jewish boy who grew up like in LA, really progressive, parents didn't really believe in God. He had sex with 3 people when we started dating. And I had sex with 100 in the past year.
Did you really keep count?
Yeah, I had and when I did my sex inventory the first time I did the steps.
We're talking about AA.
My sponsor made me like list out everyone. And I have like a really, I'm like a very meticulous, like I like numbers and stuff and I like statistics. I love like IMDb trivia and shit. So I would like keep a mental note of each person. And some of it would be like Hungarian guy in bathhouse.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yeah.
That was my sex inventory. It's like Smirnoff Ice guy. And like totally. I knew who that was, but like.
Guy who insisted on using a condom.
Stop. He sounds like a monster. I'm kidding. I promote self-sex. Safe sex.
And self-sex. If you're not getting sucked, suck it off yourself.
Oh! That was the wrong time for me to put my feet on your feet.
I know. We're so horny.
So horny. Okay, wait. So 100 guys in a year. Did you purposely do the 100th one and like stop?
No, it's not like it was exactly like 100.
Okay.
It was...
A large, it
either
was
at
a
like 96 or 112 or whatever, but yeah, it was a lot. In the first year, I didn't bottom once.
Stop.
I didn't really know how to.
You
yeah.
let them put. You do what you're doing, but in reverse.
Yeah, but just like the whole like making sure your butt's fine. I mean, I didn't enjoy bottoming until I had my first boyfriend,
and
because
like,
I was able to like be comfortable and relax and
wow.
like whatever.
Do you, okay, so in that 100, it wasn't all like anal, or was it?
That was penetrative sex.
But mouth? How do you define sex?
That's a good question. I think like not on the record how I define sex, but in my mind, penetrative is sex. Because that's like with Christian culture, it's like that's what sex is.
But like
is.
Penetrating a mouth or penetrating a south hole?
A hole, a butthole.
Okay. Would they consider butt sex sex?
Who's they?
Your Christian friends.
Yeah, I think so.
You think so? I had a Christian girlfriend who let her boyfriend put in his butt, in her butt, but not in her vagina.
I know, it's so crazy.
But I'm asking you, like, it, like, do you acknowledge, okay, so.
I know those, like, loop arounds.
Yeah.
Like, those loopholes. I know my parents both went to Liberty University, and there was a statistic that, like, 60% of kids were having oral sex because they didn't consider it actual sex.
Right. The mental gymnastics. I mean, these people qualify
My friend Brooke, she talks about how she used to get hot dogged, which is where the guy would
puts
just...
Puts it in his butt, in butt cheeks?
He would just rub his dick between her butt cheeks until he came, and they would call it hot dogging. And at that point, like, God is just looking down, he's like, just fuck her.
You fucking idiots. Or Mormons with soaking.
Are you going to put some mustard on?
Oh, they just, what is... Soaking is just putting, I think, the dick in and not pumping.
That's psycho.
I know. And if you're Mormon and soaking, you're fucking psycho. No.
That is so wild. Yeah. Also, no one's actually like what if like any you're just sitting there with it and that's probably nice for the girl to just get acquainted. Do you know what I mean?
A meet and greet.
I always say that when I'm bottoming, I'm like, can I just get like let me get acquainted with your dick? Like I'm gonna just sit on it. And like get, you know,
yeah.
You can't like, I hate like one of my biggest pet peeves is in movies, they never depict sex correctly
no.
with women. Not that I haven't had sex with women, but like literally like it's always just the guy like lifts up her skirt and shoves his dick
yeah.
in her and he's like immediately rock hard.
Yeah. There's like this one fumbly moment where they go, you know, like he grabs his dick, I guess, takes it out of his pants, and then finds her. Yeah, it doesn't. None of it.
Or they'll be
sense.
Like, "Let's go here and have sex," and immediately he's rock hard. I'm like, "This is not."
I guess he could be hard or on his way to hard, but I agree. Like, and with gay sex, it's like, no. It's not like Brokeback Mountain. Like, spit, meh, you know.
Right.
Or it shouldn't be.
Idea that like gay anal sex like is like very painful and that's like a part of it. I'm like, you're doing it wrong if it is.
It's like, and I like what you said about you start on top when you're bottoming.
Yeah.
Same. Because you can like ease into it at your leisure.
Totally. Yeah. You like have some sense of control.
I also think your body is such a good barometer for the enjoyment. Because you're like, if you really are into the person, like your butthole kind of like wants the dick in it.
Yes, totally.
Like, you know.
And that's a thing too where like just with sobriety stuff, like I don't know what your thoughts are on poppers, but I'm like I don't need to do poppers. And like poppers like are useful for like loosening up your butthole, but I'm like, or I could just spend more time getting comfortable with that person.
Yeah.
And that will
loosen my butthole. Loosen up my butthole.
And if I'm topping, like, I'm just like very conscious. I feel like the bottom is the person, whoever is bottoming, like, has like their say in how things go forward. You know, and if they want to be thrown around, then that
they're the conductor.
Yeah. But like, especially with like initial penetration, it's like, just take your time.
Yep.
And that's why the best tops are bottoms.
I agree with that.
Amen.
I want to like know so much more, I guess, about the year of 100.
Oh my God.
Was it like a blur?
Are we going way over time?
I mean, I usually do around an hour, but like I'm happy to keep talking.
I'm
if
good.
You're yeah. Like, I could even maybe break this up into two parts.
Love it.
Okay. So the 100, for me, I mean, I used to act kind of sexually compulsively sexual. I don't know. I used to like hook up, but kind of like filling that like God size hole, for lack of a better word, you know, like the drinking and using hole.
Yeah.
Was that your experience with the 100, or was it like really just like a learning experience? 'Cause you were like new and voraciously hungry for like the gay experience.
I am like such an experiential learner.
Uh-huh.
And I want to have like done everything.
Got it.
And I
firsthand account.
Yes. I've never like been told like, don't do this because it's bad. Like I will just do the bad thing. And then I'll be like, oh, that's what they meant.
This is post Christian upbringing.
Yes, but even with like, you know, I would just always, anything that I wasn't supposed to do or wasn't like, I would just teeter the line of stuff. I would, you know, I was always trying to find like the movies I wasn't allowed to watch. And like, I wanted to be exposed. And I think there was also this, my family was like these born again Christians, but all of our extended family was not. And when we would visit them, I just felt like such a nerd.
Yeah.
And like there was this feeling of wanting to like let people know like I'm a mature adult, even though I have zero life experience. So I wanted to have all those experiences. I remember literally my first week in LA was at a meth orgy.
Wow. Did you do meth?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. With Taylor Swift's makeup artist.
Stop.
He taught me how to smoke meth and how to bottom.
In the first week you were here?
Yeah. Or he taught me how to douche, but I didn't bottom that night. It was such a wild evening.
Was it fun?
Oh my God. It's like so, this is so psycho. This is like why meth is
such a problem.
Literally, I thought I was smoking weed. I like had no understanding of drugs at that point. And I literally like smoked it. And they were like, I was like, whoa, this is like crazy. I was like, literally in my mind, I was like, wow, the weed in LA is crazy. Like,
so you had smoked weed before?
Yes, in Chicago. But like it was in a pipe. For some reason, I thought meth was only like you like shoot up meth
or something.
I don't know. I just didn't understand what was going on. And they called it tea. And I didn't know what tea was. And in my mind, I was like, shroom tea?
Sure.
Makes no sense. Right. Like,
okay.
And I was doing G and I was drunk. So I should have probably been dead.
Maybe the meth actually saved your life that night. I don't know how these things work. But I thought G and alcohol were a bad combo.
Yeah, you're supposed to die.
God had different plans for you.
I know. So the owner of this house, we were in like his like pool house basically. And he said he had been up for like 5 days straight. And there was this cheerleader visiting from Texas who came over and just like this peppy cheerleader and
male cheerleader.
And the owner of the house starts. Why would you send the cheerleaders? and the owner of the house was like, bring it on. No, just kidding. The owner of the house was fucking this cheerleader. And we're
in
all
like
just
a
like
common room.
in, it was a small pool house, like room, okay. And we're all like, me and five other guys are like on meth, stroking our limp dicks while we're watching this owner of the house fuck this cheerleader. And the owner of the house, he like, after a while, he like comes inside the cheerleader. And then when he pulls out, he just starts convulsing on the floor and is like shaking violently.
The owner?
Yeah. And we're all watching him, just still stroking our limp dicks, just watching the owner of this house convulse. And then he finally comes to and he opens his eyes and he like looks me in the eyes and he goes, "Where am I?" And he has no idea who any of us are. He doesn't know what happened, who he is. And Taylor Swift's makeup artist at the time just picks him up and just like walks him into his house and like tucks him away to bed. And then we all just continue. And I remember like walking outside like after that and like having a cigarette and just like looking around being like, God, this is the best night ever.
Oh my God.
But like when you're on meth, like everything just feels so good.
Wow.
But, like in retrospect, like this guy could have just died and would have been like, I don't know who these six strangers are in my house.
Well, could you guys imagine talking to the police? Like, I don't know him. I'm just here.
Yeah, I don't know.
What? How was the cheerleader in all of this? Was everyone on meth? Was it like everyone had to do it, kind of? Or just everyone was doing it?
It seems like everyone was doing it. The cheerleader was like, hey, do you guys slam?
Oh, and that's shooting it up.
Yeah. And so I learned a lot that night. And the guy, the makeup artist, was like, he pulled me aside and was like, whatever you do in LA, never shoot up drugs. And like he like really like nailed that into my head and I like took it really seriously. And so like he was fine with smoking meth, I guess, but like just never inject drugs.
So wait, the Matt who wants to do everything firsthand believes that? Or have you shot up since then?
No, I've never shot up anything. And I had a few opportunities to. But
brag.
But no, I just like always like, I don't know, for some reason that warning from him, and I guess this was someone who I like, this guy's been through more.
Yeah, and
I
he's like,
know.
Well, he showed you how to do the thing that you love. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The thing that you loved that night.
Yeah. I smoked meth two more times.
In the same
year.
Okay.
This is all when I was 21. And then never again.
Wait, what was the, like, I'm very, like, I'm not meth curious, but I do, obviously, it's tossed around a lot. Guys on Grindr are openly doing it. It's like a
thing. Have you ever smoked meth?
No.
Okay.
Nerd. I think there were, I think I did Molly that had meth in it once.
Totally.
Because the euphoria lasted this long, and I was awake, like, 16 hours.
Yeah, and I'm sure, I think the FDA said like 60% of cocaine in Los Angeles is cut with meth. So just like, you've had it in your body in some perspective.
Wonderful.
I think smoking is obviously just like concentrates.
I have been to like after hours events where guys were smoking it. And again, I was young. I didn't understand. I knew it wasn't weed.
Yeah.
Because there was no weed smell. But like,
yeah,
I was drunk too. I couldn't comprehend what they were doing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But okay, so after this night though, like, was that your experience with meth? Like, did you were you awake for a while? Did you like have more sex? Did you bond?
I was at that party. I probably got there at like 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my first day of my internship at a talent management company the next day.
No.
This was Sunday night. The internship started on Monday. And it was like, I think my internship started at 10 a.m. and it's like 9:30 a.m. I'm sitting on this guy's couch, violently jerking off, trying to make myself come. And like when you're on meth and G, it feels like you're edging like the whole time, and it feels like I'm about to come, and you're not. My penis is bleeding. There's blood in my hands. I call my manager, like at this internship, and I tell him my car has a flat tire while I'm like bleeding everywhere. And he's like, oh, okay, no worries, come in later. So I buy myself some time.
Yeah.
It's just me and the cheerleader sitting on the couch violently trying to come. And then eventually at like 10:30, I get up and like just drive straight to my internship from that.
Did you come?
No. And then I was up like so wired. I was up until like 10 p.m. that night, and then I went to bed.
You must have smelled horrible.
I think I work really well under pressure. He had a bathroom there, and I'm sure I just like, I'm like so good at covering things up or whatever. I think I probably like did like a quick rinse. Like,
was your penis okay? Was it bleeding out the hole?
No, just like there was chafing? Like cuts on the side from chafing. Yeah. And, yeah, so that was it. And that was that day. And I told my friend that I was on this internship with about it. And he was like kind of worried about me. And then it happened again the next week. Like I got invited over to this guy's house, similar situation.
A different house.
Different guy, different house. And then I told him it happened again. And I was like, I'm never going to do that again. And he was like, okay, cool. Like I would prefer if you didn't. Just being like a good friend, you know, he's like, he's not judgmental, but he's like, this sounds really dangerous.
Yeah.
So I didn't again until like probably 10 months later. It was Halloween night and I got super drunk. And then I ended up at a neighbor's house who like they were all shooting up meth. And that was like my opportunity to do it. And I was fucked up. But for some reason, I like remembered him saying not to shoot up. So like I just snorted a bunch of it off the table and they were all like, what the fuck, dude? Like, cause I like snorted a bunch of their meth that they were going to do. And me and
did that hurt?
Yeah, burns. Yeah. Like really burns. And yeah, then me and this guy had sex until like early in the morning and he gave me syphilis. We didn't have lube, so we used sunscreen. And
were you topping or bottoming?
Both.
Okay.
And I remember going to work in the morning and there was sunscreen leaking out of my like ass into my pants. And
it smelled like the Caribbean. It smelled like vacation.
Yeah. It was Kauai everywhere I walked. Yeah. And then I called my best friend from college and I told him what happened. And I was like, I'm going to be sober for a month. So then I didn't drink or do any drugs for a month. And then I've never smoked meth since then.
What was the come down like?
I feel like because I was young, it wasn't
that big deal.
Bad. Yeah. And I was like drunk too. Also, something I've always been really good about is like when I get really fucked up, I like go into like emergency mode where I will like somehow find like a Pedialyte and I will like eat food. Like I'll do all the things to make sure I'm not hungover. I will drink like a gallon of water.
Wow.
Like I will do all this stuff. I'll brush my teeth. I'll take my like no matter how fucked up I am,
you'll take
I would
care of
always.
Yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Beautiful.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, some people literally, you know, faceplant and poop themselves.
Oh my God. Yeah. One of my ex-boyfriends, like he would just like I would prepare like for when we get home when we were fucked up, I would be like, this is like a little sandwich that we're each going to have. Like the bread will like absorb the alcohol. This is like our Gatorades, like whatever, all this stuff. I would just be ready, you know? And then the next day you don't wake up feeling horrible.
Wow.
And I would force feed him and he would be like, I just want to go, whatever. And the next day he was always like
thank
so happy.
You.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you haven't done meth since then. How was the month of being sober? Do you remember?
I don't remember it very well.
Did you do it though?
I doubt I did.
Right.
I probably did like 2 weeks of no drinking and I bet I smoked weed during that time. But
that's what you were like probably concerned about.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe I didn't drink alcohol for like an entire month. I can't remember. And honestly, I'm such a pathological liar that at the time I probably just told him that I did, even though I didn't. And
are you
I probably
still a pathological liar? Is lying your go-to?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a big thing, a big difference for me when I'm sober as opposed to when I'm not sober. So like as soon as I get sober, I'm like, I can't lie anymore. And I don't steal at all. Like stealing was a huge thing for me. And it's like kind of interesting because you'll meet people in like sobriety who like, you know, I steal from Home Depot, I steal from CVS, fuck them, they're corporations. And like, that's their own prerogative and that's their thing. But like, for me, it was just such a thing that I would do compulsively that like, I just can't fuck with it at all.
No, it's a slippery slope.
Yeah. So like, I feel so good when I don't lie and I don't steal.
Mm-hmm.
It's like not even.
You don't have to worry about anything.
Every time I would hear a siren, I would think it was me.
I still, honestly, when I walk through a clothing store that has like alert things, like security things, I'm like, did I steal something? Like I'm waiting for the alarm to go off.
Because you used to steal clothes and
maybe
shit?
Not even actively, really. But like, I think that suspicion that I did something wrong because I used to do a bunch of things wrong.
Yeah.
Just like when I go through airport security, I swear to God, I don't think I even own anything from when I was doing drugs. I'm like, what if there's Molly in one of these pockets, like one of these jacket pockets that I never like reach into?
Did you know you can just bring drugs on planes now?
What?
Yeah, when I went to Hawaii, my friend and I researched it thoroughly. They're only making sure that you don't blow up the plane. As long as you're not bringing a sellable amount of stuff, they do not care. I brought a gram of ketamine and a gram of cocaine in my wallet with me. Like, no one cared at all. And they are like, and like, we looked it up, like, the dogs know it's there, like, they can smell it, but
they're smelling for like ammo stuff.
Yeah, they're not trained for that. If it's like a brick, you know, if you're bringing a sellable amount. But they don't care. They're not there to bust you for like
a having, pill.
Yeah, weed, they don't care.
Wow, if you guys didn't learn anything from this episode, at least you learned that you can take illegal drugs on planes.
Yeah, truly. You can bring a bag of Coke, a bag of K. If you're going to Hawaii, it's harder to get there.
Really? I thought Hawaii had a huge drug problem.
I think they do like meth.
Oh, okay. Okay, so now you're picky.
And they're, I think there's a huge alcohol problem there too, you know. But I think a lot of, like, cocaine is hard to get in a lot of places. It's harder to get in Europe.
Really?
Well, because our cocaine comes from South America.
Oh.
And I think their cocaine comes from Africa. I don't know.
I
know in Australia, it's really hard to get cocaine, and it's like three times as expensive as it is here. And so they have a huge meth problem.
Because people are just like, I'll just do meth.
Yeah.
I still think coke is one of the sexier drugs out there. And like, I have such a fond memory of it. You know?
Really?
I loved it. I never bought it, but I did it all the time.
You never bought it?
Not really. No.
Wow.
Just hang out with dad. Well, and if you want to do coke again, just hang out with like daddies, like rich guys.
I thought you were
going to
say dad. Just hang out with dad.
Just hang out with your dad. He is my supplier.
Yeah. I, towards the, coke stopped. So I got sober for like 9 months.
When was this?
2019.
So, okay, we did a kind of a huge jump, and that's okay because we've been talking a long time, but you were like 21 or 22 when you did the 100 guys and meth.
Mm-hmm.
But now this is like,
and then when I was
6 years
26
later.
So I guess I really, 26 I decided to get sober.
Okay,
so 5 years later. So I just had 5 years of intense fucking and sucking and snorting
and
now smoking.
You're just fucking and sucking.
Yeah, intensely. Yeah, so I had like 9 months of sobriety, and then when I decided, I was like, I'm just gonna do moderation again. Coke never like
did it for you.
It never worked in the same way again. I could not get enough of it in the past, and then it didn't do the same thing, and it would actually make me so irritable that I would like do a bump, and I would be like, I hate that I did this. Like, I hate it.
Is it because you had 9 months of sobriety in your head? People talk about that a lot in the rooms. I'm like, oh, good luck having fun now that you have all this clanking around in your head.
No, it was like the physical effect of it. It just never worked again the same way. And I remember like I did a few nights where I would do a lot of coke, but the come down and alcohol too, my body just never was able to bounce back to how it used to be. Like hangovers were so painful.
As you approach 30, for me, undoable.
I think because my, like, it's almost that your body is like so incredible at adapting to what it's like, you know,
what you're giving it.
I mean, Laura Peake, very funny comedian, she talks about how her dad, he smokes like 5 packs of cigarettes a day.
No.
And, yeah. Something insane like that. And he like looks like the healthiest person on earth and he's like totally fine. And it's like his body has just like, is just like, this is what I have to work with. So I'm going to make it work. And he's like an active farmer or something. And you're like, what? But I bet if he quit for 6 months and then went back to that, his body would
like, what are you doing?
Yeah. So I think my body was just acclimated to that type of stuff. And then when I tried to just like throw it back in there, it was like, what the fuck? Like, we don't do this anymore.
Wow.
So, but the reason I brought this up was just that when I was out and trying moderation again, I was like, I'm never doing coke again. And I stuck to that for like a good 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day I woke up and I had like 19 outgoing calls and I had texted like 45 people being like, can I have your dealer's number? Whatever. And I was just like, all right, you're done.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
Wow.
Like that was like, that was the one rule I gave myself, like no more Coke again. And so when I saw that I was like looking for it, I was like, you fucked it up.
That's good though, that you called yourself on your bullshit.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I think.
I mean, because I was genuinely, earnestly trying to figure out what worked for me and what didn't.
Right.
Because I was like, I thought Coke was maybe the problem. And I don't know. Just everything leads me back
there. It's so funny. It's always something else.
Than alcohol?
I mean, like, than you.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
It's totally. Like, that was a novel idea for me. It was like, oh, drugs, alcohol, men, sugar, caffeine are not actually the problem. They are just things that exist. It's the way I use them. That's the problem.
Yeah. It's so, I mean, I feel so fortunate to not be doing drugs and alcohol anymore because now I get to let, I mean, you understand this. I have so many other issues that I need to work on and that I like want to become a better person in those areas. And it's like, yeah, alcohol and drugs is just like one small thing. And like overcoming that, it's like, okay, now like this is when the real work happens. Like, oh, I'm a pathological liar. I'm a kleptomaniac. I'm a sex addict. I, you know, just the list goes on. I'm so envious of everyone. I love to self-set. It's like now we can start focusing one by one on those things.
Because drugs and alcohol are like literally a hurdle you put in front of yourself. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, I'm going to like drink and do drugs tonight. Guess what? That's not going to be that great. You're going to spend money. You're going to be hungover. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like, it's like tossing a bunch of problems into the mix.
I feel, I bet you relate to, I don't know if you do, but like, I love seeing like Amy Schumer on stage with like her glass of white wine.
Yeah.
And that is like truly my fantasy and like something that would always bring me back to like wanting to drink again, where I was just like, I just want to be like that, like cool girl who like, you know, she's pretty funny and silly and she'll have a glass of wine and stuff. And like, I just wanted to be that so badly.
Sure.
But that's a huge thing where it's like, we're just all different.
Yeah.
It's fine.
And also,
I'm like, not Amy Schumer.
I think she went too hard on booze at one point in her life.
I don't know her story.
Oh, I mean, I remember a special where she had a bottle of wine. It might have been water, but like she had a bottle of wine with her on stage.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Then that's the other thing. She might have had like, it might have been like fucking grape juice. That was her, you know what I mean?
I mean, it was
like,
totally her brand of this, like, you know, this like the 30-year-old white girl who drinks wine.
Yeah.
Like, and I remember her having like a comically large glass of wine.
Absolutely.
She totally could have just been drinking still water.
Leaning into a brand.
Totally.
Perception. All right, let's play a round of hot or not real quick.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to just pitch things and you tell me if you find them hot or not. Spanking.
I don't know.
I mean, like, do you like to spank a butt or get your butt spanked?
Oh, yes.
So hot.
Yeah, I like spanking a butt, but like not like this like 45-minute session or whatever.
Sure. But not like a disciplinary action, just like when you're back give it a slap.
Oh my God, yes, yes, yes. I didn't know if you meant like BDSM spanking. Like, I'm not into really BDSM stuff.
Okay, so that will not be one of my questions then.
But yeah, no, smacking, yes.
Spit.
Yes, hot.
Being spat into or spitting into?
Both.
Both. You just like spit
flying.
The
thing about all these is it's so circumstantial. But I guess what you're saying,
it's like perfect case scenario. I'm not going to be like,
with someone
and it's Donald Trump. You know, it's like, it's not gotcha journalism. It's like, does this excite you or not?
Okay, with someone that you're like very into.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, just like in general, like you see the hot guy, you're like, oh, I want that guy to fucking spit in my hole, you know? Or I want to spin that guy's hole.
Yes.
No, I feel like I'm interrogating you. Sex outdoors.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Am I supposed to just say yes or no?
Hot or not.
Hot or not. Not.
Okay.
But I will.
Group sex.
Hot.
More so than threesomes?
Yes.
You like group sex more than threesomes?
I have this fantasy about group sex that's like so hot to me, but I don't think it's ever really come to fruition.
Really?
Yeah. Like, you know, I feel like 2 out of 17 of the guys are always hot and the rest are all duds. And like, it's just, it's never going to be what you want it to be.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that idea is hot for you.
A lot of ideas are hot to me.
Yeah, that's the thing about all this. Like,
that's where I've said this multiple times. That's where I fall with water sports. I've watched hot guys do like pee on each other, but I've never really explored it in my life. Like, I think I put it in this like ideal fantasy, but like Liam Hemsworth would be the guy that I would want to like pee on me.
What about peeing in you?
See, I don't even understand that, if I'm being honest. Do they have a semi and they're peeing through a boner? Because that sounds challenging.
So, like, I know it's like a big thing with chem sex, like if you're on
with meth
because
pee
you're
has
getting
stuff.
Them super high through their ass.
The scariest thing first of all, do you think they feel it instantaneously?
Yes.
Really? Because of all the micro cuts in the butthole from penetration?
Not even that. It's like you're peeing into like their organs. I mean, like you're going
and the organs are like, ooh, ooh.
I mean, just like it's the same idea with like putting a vodka soaked tampon in your ass. You're gonna get drunk immediately.
Okay, so my follow up is, I had a friend who struggled with drugs and alcohol. One time we were walking down the street and I saw a Gatorade bottle and it clearly had pee in it. And I was like, pee. And he goes like, and my friend goes, yeah, with my last partner, we used to save our chem piss, keep it in the fridge and like drink it throughout the day.
Yeah.
And my jaw was on the floor. And I'm not like a judgmental person. Yeah, yeah. I don't think, and I like to not shame or whatever, but like I literally had never heard that concept. And it was so much information in like two sentences.
Who is the, there's a comic. I just watched her like, This Is Not Happening. That is that Ari Shaffir?
It was. Now it's.
I watched her This Is Not Happening. She's really funny. She's sober. But she talks about how she would sell bottles of her piss, her meth piss.
I have to look that up because that is
when
wild.
When I first heard it the first time, it was shocking to me. But at this point, it's
like oh, yeah.
It's old news, but yeah, so I was blown away.
Have you been peed into?
No, but this guy, like, people are into such bizarre things. This guy wanted to pee in my ass and then put a cigar in my ass and then light the other end of it so that the smoke goes into my ass. And he was like, yeah.
Can you breathe in through your asshole?
I mean, if, you know, there's a fire there, the smoke is going to go somewhere, you know? And he was like, yeah, I bet you want that tobacco-soaked piss just running out of you so you know, like, daddy's smell. And I was literally like, that sounds so bad. Like, you know, he thought it was like the hot.
Yeah, the hot, like daddy's piss like, and cigar smoke.
Yeah, and I was like, that sounds horrible.
Talk about secondhand smoke.
Talk about it.
That is wild.
Also, I really don't. And he's like, you want your belly full of daddy's piss? And I was just like, I really don't.
No, actually.
I don't know what.
I bet your piss is dark yellow, sir.
Also, sir. First off, sir.
He would love a sir, though.
Yeah. I don't know anything about the human body, but like on a medical, like health perspective, that really scares me.
Having a belly full of piss?
Like swallowing it would be one thing, but like having
up through
it pissed
the butt
into your ass.
I mean, I just assumed it would all fly out once you like let go.
But like also just like whatever shit he has in his piss or whatever,
it's like isn't it technically the toxins?
Just I don't even know what that would do to me.
I just met a girl who drinks her own urine, like her morning urine, but she's like a vegan raw food person, and she's like, it tastes like coconut water.
Whoa. You met her in what context?
I can't say. Because you'll be able to be able to ask like four questions and probably get to
it. Gotcha. But is this like someone that you are friends with or you just met them?
We're friendly. I've known her for a while.
Okay, cool.
Okay,
and
so
she's blonde hair. I'm just kidding.
It's my sister. No, it's not. Balls.
I'm sorry. These are all best case scenario?
Yeah, like.
Because there are so many ugly balls.
Okay. Again, I'm not going to say it. You're going to be like, yes, love. I'm going to be like, even Newt Gingrich's? Right. Like, no, it's like, I like balls. I think balls are hot.
Yes, balls are hot.
But I love that your mind is like desperately trying to find a negative version of whatever I'm saying.
I guess just every body is so different, and there are guys who are super hot and then their balls aren't like that hot.
Right, but we're like putting the hot balls
on a hot pair of balls, yes.
Or are balls enough to make a 4 a 7? You know what I mean?
I would say someone having bad balls is enough to make them a 7 to a 3.
So you really like balls?
Or I really don't like bad balls.
I think we're saying the same thing.
I mean, if you like, do you know those guys who like, it's almost as if they don't have a nutsack?
Yeah. And it's like right against their body. I'm like, there's supposed to be something here. This is not a placeholder.
Yeah, that really freaks me out.
But that could also be a temperature thing.
It's not.
Because your body, I'm sure you've had your balls
like,
get close to your...
I've known guys and like had multiple hookups with these people.
And you're like, where are they, sir?
Yeah. And like, or you can only get one of them in your mouth at a time, or like...
Well, that sounds like they're big.
No.
Oh, because they're close like to the body.
Up.
One time a guy had tiny balls and I was like, oh, they're marbles.
What did he have a good sized penis?
I don't remember. Unlike you, mine is like a fuzzy like montage of like...
Also, I don't know if this makes sense to you, but I'm really unattracted to like a like there are personalityless penises, like a one that is just like bone straight,
yeah,
and like,
yeah,
just like sharpshooter, yep. Like there's nothing, like I'm
there's
like,
no character.
I'm like, I, it doesn't, and it's rock hard for some reason all the time.
Yeah, like dunga dunga. Actually, one of my hookup buddies from over the years has a penis like that, and he like comes really easily, and he like just like, I'm like, this looks like kind of the standard, like the factory setting penis.
Sure, but I don't know. Also, I think there's something just scary to me, like about a dick that is like so rock hard.
Like there's too much blood.
Yeah.
Like this is gonna pop.
Also, I don't want that in my ass because it's not
no flexibility.
Yeah,
it's a rigid. But don't you put like? Have you ever put a? Oh no, I guess you would put a dildo if you were to put anything.
What
up
was
there.
Your alternative?
A vibrator, I guess, like a plastic.
I haven't really played with sex toys very much.
Oh, so we're sex toys.
Not hot. And I hate, like, someone sent me a video of them, like, dildoing themselves. And it's
and you didn't like that
so,
at all?
It made me repulsed. I understand the purpose of them, and I think that's great.
Repulsed? Like, that's interesting, though.
Yeah, it's really... I'm really turned off by gear. Like, I don't like jock straps. I don't like...
I don't think I get
latex,
harnesses.
Leather, any of that. Yeah.
I've never understood leather either.
I really...
What's the hottest picture a man could send you?
I think just, like... I like, naked.
Okay.
Maybe, but... Yeah, naked. Honestly, the hottest thing that would, like, send me
that's
is probably him
you.
In, like... Wow.
I'm just kidding.
This is no longer a safe space. I think probably the hottest would be them in like tidy whiteys and like white socks.
Are like, they hard or soft?
And not like socks up to their knees. Like I don't have like a sock fetish, but just like, you know, just like dad
chilling
around the house, I guess. The reason that would be the hottest is because it's not revealing everything, you know.
I my listeners already know a veiled boner is much better than a boner exposed.
Yeah.
And like if they've got like a chub kind of and it's like you can see the outline and you're like, what's
right,
going on?
Right. The fantasy
in there?
Is just so much better than the reality always. And I will say
I just went somewhere.
You're like, I'll never be married.
Honestly, it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to get married? Not to me.
Let's do it. I definitely do. Yeah.
Do you monogamy?
Are you saying hot or not?
Yeah.
Aww.
Stay with it.
You just want to rapid fire?
No. I'm just like,
monogamy,
I'm being mean.
Like, I think that's so beautiful.
So, but like hot. So you're like, that would be your.
When I meet two guys who are like in love and they're monogamous, I'm like, that
wow.
Is like,
do you think they're being honest? Mr. Liar.
I think I've met two monogamous gay couples. Like my best friend is a lesbian And she was like, are any of your gay friends like monogamous? And I thought through every gay couple I know and not a single one.
Yeah.
Not a single one.
I like to believe that we're ahead of the curve. Like we're at the forefront of change. And so I think other people will catch up to that. I think open or poly is going to be much more the norm.
Totally. I am not opposed to... I think the ideal would be that you are monogamous for a year and then open it up. That's like an ideal in my mind. I don't know. My last relationship, we were monogamous for like a second and then we weren't. And then like, because I was allowed to have other things, it made me like want to put them on the back burner. And I just hated that feeling. And I was like, I don't want to be this guy.
Oh, so you actually do better when options are taken away from you.
Yeah. And like when we were monogamous for like a month or two, like when I would know like he was the only like sex I was getting, it would like
enhance it.
Yeah.
Like yeah. if I want to come, it's going to be in this fucker.
Yeah. Yeah, it did actually. I have such a fantasy with like weddings and marriage and all that stuff. And I really think I need to get over it. But growing up, I think that there was this idea that you don't really become an adult until you're married. It's like a passage of manhood or sure. adulthood, which is like prevalent and, you know, I think,
everywhere,
right?
Not everywhere, but like it is like definitely like a get married, have kids, get a house.
And there is a thing just with my parents subconsciously where I know like it is like, you know,
they'd then like they're that. Like,
oh, we did our job. Like, okay. Like now we don't have to worry about this person anymore.
As someone of a broken home, I thankfully do not have that pressure from my parents at all.
Interesting.
I think they're like, you do you, boo.
I just feel like all the Christian missionaries, they would just like in their email updates, like Sarah's getting married next weekend.
Yeah, of
and
course.
Like these are our married kids. And
Christians
these are their-
have nothing to do but get married and tell people what to do with their lives. That's like,
and
I'm
we've
angling-
already told people what to do with their lives. So now we got to get
so
married.
So now we got to get married. I'm angling that, of course, at the Christians that are like, not cool.
Yeah, legalistic.
Yeah. Wait, one more. Come.
Hot.
C-U-M. I'm sorry, C-U-M.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Do you have a favorite way to come?
From my penis.
Interesting.
This is stupid. do I have a favorite way to
like
come?
Like the hottest way to be brought to ejaculation?
Oh, you know, I'm not really like, I think it's way more fun to like, people are obsessed with like breed me or like they
yeah.
like people are obsessed. I don't even
loads,
know. If
loads,
they,
loads, loads.
It's insane.
Dude, when I work these gay cruises, there's like a chat function where you can like have a, every guy like taking loads here. Need a load. Who's got
I
loads?
Mean, sniffies.
Load, 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 load,
sniffies
load.
Every day is like, help me beat my record of 47 loads. I'll be in this suite, whatever.
I do thank God that I do not have that
app?
Desire.
Oh, me too. Oh,
like
me
that,
too.
Like I need 17 loads.
I wanted to just pull up sniffies.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Wait, but, I've definitely been on sniffies.
No, I know. I was just curious, like, to see.
Because okay. It's Sniffies, for those of you who don't know, it's a website. And I've never gone to that.
Pump and Dump, 13 guys confirmed. Hosting, ass up, door open all night, Sunday. Oh, that was yesterday. Today, 10:30 p.m., Bukkake, come and go.
But they're using like a stock photo.
Tomorrow, 6 p.m.
Oh, and then it tells you who's going.
Love wow. sucking, getting fucked.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, Sniffies is a website. I think that's how they get around all these like nudity things. Because yeah. The profiles are holes and poles, and it shows. This is so funny because my scary movie that I wrote years ago is a new app where it shows where the people are. It's not like Grindr where it's like 500 feet away. It's like this person in the
yeah,
corner of Martell and Sunset, which is like kind of scary because if the person just walks towards, they can theoretically find you.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny too because like different neighbors of mine
are on it.
Like it'll just be a picture of a penis,
and you're like,
and then I'll be like. That's my
Jeff.
Neighbor James.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. That's happened before. Come, favorite way to come. I think it's way hotter to like see the come.
Okay.
Than
like buried in a butt.
Yeah, totally.
So like on someone's face or on someone's back or like
On like recently, I feel like on someone's like. Yeah, I guess just seeing it. Honestly, someone coming in my face sounds really hot.
Yeah, I always think that's hot until I've come. And then I'm like, if you fucking do that on my face,
of course.
I'm going to call the police.
Yeah, I don't want anything to do with your body.
When I come, yeah.
Please come first.
Or never.
No, first, yeah. Because it's so hot for you to come before I come. And then after I come,
you
need to go.
You need to leave. I'm calling you an Uber pool. All right. And the very last thing is, what is a piece of advice you give to a young Matt before he began his sexual journey?
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
Before he began his sexual journey, there are so many sweet gay people who are in the similar boat to you, and just take your time and chill out and don't smoke meth.
And you're not smarter than them.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't believe that? No, I do.
I do believe that. I definitely do.
I'm kidding. And don't smoke meth. That's.
I guess that's such an earnest answer. I should have been like,
no.
Condom is strawberry flavor.
No. I like earnest, and we were funny throughout.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish I had like. Obviously, I could not take this advice, and even hearing it, my younger self would have been like, "Fuck off, future Matt."
That's not your job. That's not your responsibility. It's just like to tell them.
Yeah. It would just be that it's okay to take your time. And there are so many sweet... Oh, my advice for... I'm just like realizing...
Yeah.
Everything in my life changed when I made a group of gay friends.
Oh.
And my advice would be, there's so many amazing gay men to be friends with. And make friends.
That is what you said the first time.
Is it?
You were like, there's so many sweet, kind,
well, yeah,
gay people
I was thinking
in the same
about
boat
it, like,
as you.
More in a like a sexual sense, but I'm just I didn't even know that there was that option. It was just like
a community.
I didn't even understand that you could be gay without having sex.
You thought gay was the sex.
Kind of.
You're not wrong again.
Benton is a virgin.
Who?
Benton Ray. Do you know Benton?
Oh, yeah. What an interesting pull of information right at the end of the pod.
I was just talking to Dan.
But he's also transitioning, isn't he?
It's unclear to me.
Oh, I thought that was public knowledge.
I was.
Is he? No takesies, backsies. I'm getting this about for sure. Okay. And you were doing something. I assume the thing you might plug right now is your pod, your new pod, because it is very interesting to me.
Yeah, totally.
Tell the people.
I have a podcast called High Bottom, and it's about sobriety and sex. But when I got sober this time around, I kept a day count of my sobriety. So the first episode is day one. It was recorded the first day I was sober, and I have 126 days now. So once a week, I would just check in with myself. And I think it's really interesting just to see where I was along the way. I started it for myself as just like an accountability, like because I've done sobriety two other times, I wanted to see why I kept going out and what led me to that. So this was a way for me to keep myself in check. And honestly, it's made all the difference.
I love that. I'm really proud of you for having the willingness to do this, to do it. Because it's like early sobriety is often chaos. And like you stuck to this schedule and you like, you know.
Yeah, thank you. That's so kind.
130
That's
days
so
later,
generous.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yay. Yeah,
I'm really thankful for it.
And then
it.
Where can people find you like socially or social media-wise?
Yeah, everything. It's Matt El Grande, my ELGRANDE. And yeah, High Bottom Podcast, Spotify, iTunes.
Yay.
Yay, thanks,
Thank you
Zach.
For doing this. This was an epic one.
Was it?
Yeah, very.
Awesome.
Yay. Bye.
Bye.